short pieces, written and read by Jodie Pico.
Three days after my mother leaves us, we realize that the vacuum cleaner is missing. What's really unfortunate about this is that we make the discovery after Devin has knocked over a spider plant and all its soil onto the living room rug. 4 days after she leaves us, we give up trying to cook a meal and get all its bits and pieces, meat, potatoes, vegetables, on the table at once. Instead, we order in pizza. At school, I've had to make excuses. The reason my mother can't come to the art open house is because she's visiting her sister. She didn't sign my independent reading sheet because she's gone to a conference on Sanibel Island. The only person who knows the truth is my best friend, Nuala. I can trust her implicitly. I swear I could tell her I'm a hermaphrodite and she wouldn't even blink. When I said that my mother had left, she asked if it was an affair, something I hadn't even thought of. One day, Nuala comes into homeroom with an article she's printed off the internet. "Check this out," she says. "Someone did a study on stay-at-home moms and figured out what their salary would be if they had one." I scan the article. Basically, the salary was a compilation of real jobs, prorated. 22 hours of housekeeper, 15 hours of daycare center teacher, 13.6 hours of chef, right on down to van driver, 4.7 hours, and psychologist, 3.9 hours. They figured in overtime pay because it was a 91-hour week. If my mom was working for a company instead of us, she'd be making $134,121. "That's a lot," I say. Nuala folds the paper and sticks it in her backpack again. "It's only a lot if you actually get paid," she says.